50. I'll take back what it took from me.
Okay, so we are back, backstage at the main stage this time at Festival Country Lutbinière in La Belle Province de Quebec. And I'm sitting with Robin Audley. Robin and I last spoke in 2016.
Damn.
So back in 2016, you were a finalist. You were the finalist in the top seven, I guess, for the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase.
Yeah.
So, you know, much younger than you are now and very fresh on the scene back then, still full of hopes and dreams.
Yeah, now they're just crushed.
Now they're just crushed. And now we're fast forward to 2023, and you are on tour with Shania Twain.
Yeah.
You are
definitely opening up for Russell Dickerson.
Opening for Russell Dickerson, absolutely. Yay. You're making a mark for yourself on the Canadian music scene. You won another CMAO just last week.
Yeah.
This time for female artists. You won Rising Star and Video before, right?
Yeah, I've won Rising Star and Video, and then this year I did Female Artist and Single of the Year. Yeah.
So it seems, 2016 was your run. Now you didn't make it that year. Vanessa Marie Carter won.
Yeah, I just had drinks with her. I wasn't drinking. I was having soda water. But yeah, she is a hoot. I love Vanessa.
Yeah, she's a great personality.
Yeah.
You guys all, it was such a great, I guess the class of 2016.
We were
It was such
banging.
A great group.
It was Kelsey Mayne.
Kelsey Mayne was in there.
Jessen Tay.
Yeah.
We're all my friends now.
Yeah, no, they're all great. Great artists in their own right.
Yeah.
As you said in our interview.
Did I?
So you did, yes. So after that finish, so kind of fill the gap between sort of the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase wrapping up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the hopes and dreams being crushed. Oh, crap, I didn't win. And now I got to go back to my day job and, and surf coffee for a living or whatever.
I did.
And, but then F-150 came out.
Yeah.
And it left everybody else in the dust.
See you
so
later.
So it kind of, you hit the pedal, the truck took off. And
so did your papers.
And my papers took off.
And
your career kind of took off in a good way. And, I mean, it's been nothing but success since. So
it's been joy.
Kind of fill in the gap. What happened from 2016 till F-150? So I guess it was the early 2019.
Yeah, I was probably blacked out for most of 2016 to 2019. I don't remember much. I was waitressing. I released my first EP in 2019, my first single in 2018. My first EP, and then my second EP, I dropped it in 2020, February. And then obviously the world kind of had its moment and it shut down. So I got cut from my coffee job, which was kind of a blessing. God, thank you to the Canadian government for, subsidizing my life. And then I stayed home and I worked on music, and TikTok came about, and I put my song, F-150 was already out for 6 months.
Yeah.
By the time it went viral on TikTok, so never stop trying, y'all. And it blew up, and it opened a lot of doors for me, and ever since then, I've been sprinting full steam ahead, doing my best.
And, you bring up an interesting point, because you're not the only artist that I've talked to, and I've worked with some, that have really benefited from the pandemic. But then there was also artists that had the exact opposite, where their careers virtually ended because
of the
pandemic.
Like, they had the biggest shows of their life coming, and it all got canceled.
Right.
Where I didn't have the biggest shows of my life coming.
Right. You guys
and
were
it springboarded
in that,
me.
You guys were in that perfect kind of sweet spot.
Yeah.
Right? Where you weren't too big that the label's like, well, we have to stop doing everything right now because, we can't tour because you can't put a music out and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But you guys, you suddenly were put in the driver's seat in the music scene.
And I'm the plant that found the crack in the sidewalk.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
I like how you said
that's
plant.
Beautiful.
Not, it was. That's a song, right?
Yeah.
The plant that found a crack in the sidewalk. It's got a good ring.
I'll write it down.
So, we don't have a lot of time. I know you've got a really busy schedule.
I'm here all day, bro.
I wanted to revisit one of the questions I asked you in 2016.
Oh, God. Okay.
And that was, an artist living or dead that you would want to see live.
Huh.
You said back then Kacey Musgraves.
I think it's still her.
And have you had a chance? That's what I was going to ask you. Have you had a chance to see Kacey Musgraves live yet?
Never seen Kacey Musgraves live. Who would I want to see? I've seen a lot of people live now just because I'm in the industry. I think I'd want to see Taylor Swift. Because as like a person who puts together a show now and like looks for the moments and how to interact with the crowd and like that's now my job, she would be the perfect case study because she's Taylor Swift.
You could pick a harder woman to model your life after.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, like...
I don't know. Let me know when you find out. No.
It's crazy, right? When you think about it, you sit back for a minute and pinch yourself.
Yeah.
That here you are, 7 years later, about to open for Russell Dickerson, on tour with Shania Twain.
Now I got a single at Canadian Country Radio that I'm pushing, Match for My Memory, so that's the next step. I'm going to do more music, hopefully, this year, get back in the studio, and keep cranking it out. I already cranked out 3 songs this year. A 4th is coming very soon, and then after that, hopefully, a lot more is coming. So I'm going to go, like, full speed ahead.
Awesome.
Yeehaw, you know?
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure. Even though it's only been the second time, but we got to make a habit of doing this more
often. Come on over.
But yeah, I mean,
can I ask why you brought popcorn?
Let's just quickly go back to
this. Let's go back.
And I'm gonna give this to you, so you can kind of revisit 2016. So okay. I asked you.
I don't know if I want it, but I'll do it.
2016, your ideal brain food. Popcorn is my go-to. I love popcorn.
I love popcorn. It's my favorite food in the world.
There's some brain food for you.
I mucked the whole bag last night.
That's why I bought two.
Thank you.
And so before I let you go,
I get into this bag,
I have another sort of surprise kind of plan. It's turned into a bit of a competition. I don't know if you know my friend, the godmother of Canadian country music, Mary Raynat.
I don't.
But she's right here.
Hello,
and I'm
sorry.
Bring her over.
Come on over.
She's actually doing an interview after me.
Oh, okay.
But she's
the
got
godmother
a special
of Canadian country music. Hell yeah.
She's got a surprise for you.
Oh, no.
That she's going to try to trump that with her own.
Okay.
So you're going to have to pick which one is better at some point. So
our weak nails.
As you try to rip open that bag.
Well, I'm trying to undo the knot very nicely.
but yeah, you know, Robin, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been fun watching your rise on the Canadian scene over the last 7 years.
You know,
from Boots and Hearts to obviously now.
Do you like some?
And I will have some. I will absolutely have some. And I just look forward to seeing what's next.
Me too. Yeah.
And we'll be there as always, front seat.
Thank you.
Front and center and ready to support any way we can.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.